Block out 1 hour a day, work on one meaningful project, aim for one vision for your future. Take it one day at a time. You don't need more motivation. You need more clarity. You don't need more time. You need more focus. This video will teach you how to unlock insane focus on demand. And the reason for making this is because most people think that they have to work like a millionaire in order to become a millionaire. But the first misunderstanding there is that most people don't know how millionaires work. And there are two examples of this, the first being Sam Altman from OpenAI. Quoting Sam, "Focus is a force multiplier on work. Almost everyone I've ever met would be well served by spending more time thinking about what to focus on. It is much more important to work on the right thing than it is to work many hours. Most people waste most of their time on stuff that doesn't matter. Once you have figured out what to do, be unstoppable about getting your small handful of priorities accomplished quickly. I have yet to meet a slow-moving person who is very successful." And a second example is Tej Dosa, who is a low-key copywriter and just a cool guy to follow on Twitter. "I know an entrepreneur who works 14 hours a day and is stuck living in the basement. I know an entrepreneur who works 5 hours a day and has built and sold 3 companies for 100 million plus each. The value isn't in how many hours you work, but where you focus your attention, awareness, consciousness." And third is myself. I would argue that 90% to 95% of my work days are 4 hours or less. Sometimes they go down to 2, sometimes they go up to 6. Sometimes when I'm building something, they go up to 12, but honestly, never usually that much. Like, I take breaks in between that. So the point here is that you don't need more time than you already have. That's the realization you need to make if your excuse is time that is preventing you from actually starting building your dreams, because it doesn't make sense. It's impossible to have more time than you have. Everyone starts somewhere. People don't start with a fake millionaire routine. They start with what they have. So while I've mostly worked for 4 hours a day up until now, it wasn't like that when I was just starting out. I didn't have 12 hours a day. I didn't have 4 hours a day. I worked a job. I had other responsibilities. I was building something on the side. During that time, I worked for 1 to 2 hours a day, and that's what led to this. The entrepreneurs that decide to work more usually enjoy working more. And a lot of them, I mean, I preach the 4 hour workday as if it's a fit for everyone, because that's how you get the point across. You be confident and somewhat polarizing so your words don't get watered down and people actually get use from them. So I understand why entrepreneurs that work a lot of time tell people to work a lot of time. This is the birth of hustle culture. But oftentimes, the people that feel like they have to work a long time and try to force themselves to work a long time, and they don't see that work as play, it's often at their own psychological expense. They are lacking quality in their work because they are working too long. And therefore, if their work were higher quality, they would see better results in less time with less work, and their life would just be all around better. Productivity is like fitness, and you wouldn't train 8 hours a day with no food or sleep and expect to make progress. There are two types of work. The first is building. When you are building the foundation of something new, like a product, service, or brand, this requires a lot of upfront work. The second is maintenance. When you are fueling the foundation you've built with a streamlined productivity system, like writing content, marketing yourself, building an audience, or fulfilling on your product or service, this requires 1 to 4 hours a day, depending on your skill level or choice of work. People trying to change their life or quit their job often get discouraged at the amount of work it takes to build, not maintain. And people don't understand that building isn't a permanent thing. It may be 6 weeks of working extra or working more on the weekends and you're maintaining things along the way, but it's not permanent. That's not your permanent state. That's something you do maybe once or twice a year to reverse entropy of your business and keep yourself alive and relevant and to keep new revenue generating. So I'll actually be writing about this in a future newsletter and therefore a future video, but I will be talking about Coe's Law, K-O-E, my name, Law, which is a spinoff of Parkinson's Law, which is work expands to fill the time allotted for completion. Coe's Law is the next level of that. It's the evolution. It's transcendence of your work. So Coe's Law is work evolves to earn more in the same amount of time allotted for it, so that you can maintain your 4 hours and make more money because your work has to evolve to account for that as your skill set increases. And with that, you need to understand that with the building and maintenance work, that focus compounds and you get better at what you're doing with time. When you build one thing, it takes 2 weeks. When you build the second thing, it takes 2 days. When you build the third thing, it takes 2 hours. Nobody starts building the first thing that takes 2 weeks, so they never give themselves the chance to build the third thing that takes 2 hours. Focused work is only one part of changing your life. Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation. You see, after losing a few hairs and my already high genetic hairline receding a bit further, I had an existential crisis. Even though I probably didn't actually lose anything, my hairline was just that bad. After worrying for weeks on end because I was overly identified with my glorious hair and researching the buzz cut with hopes to look like Joe Delaney, I decided to cut off the piece of myself that lived on my head to see if my worries would hold their weight. And I just wanted to know what I look like. Your mind is a supercomputer, and your attention is the RAM. Thoughts, regrets, and tasks are the programs slowing your performance. Writing, mindfulness, and focus are the reboot you can access at any time. RAM, R-A-M, or random access memory, is one of the most important parts of the computer because it determines performance. The more RAM you use up with different programs running, open browser tabs, and the performance requirements of what you have running, the slower your performance will be. This is no different from your focus or what you hold in your conscious attention. Humans can process 50 bits of information per second, which adds up to around, this is approximate, 125 billion bits in their lifetime. I talk about all of this in my book, The Art of Focus, which is a philosophy for working less, earning more, and enjoying life. Focus is only one part of it, and focus is so much more than just deep work. There's one chapter on deep work in the book. The rest is the holistic philosophy for living a better life, doing what you want, creating your own career, not being assigned one, and just doing the things you've always wanted to do and how to navigate that mentally and build that mental strength and emotional resilience. Most people live with multiple high-demand programs running that are draining the limited creative energy they have. Thoughts about regretful past mistakes, thoughts about stressful future happenings, desires for hunger and entertainment to escape those thoughts, an internal cry to break out of their conditioned way of living, a list of mixed priority tasks that need to be finished, and open loops of tasks they were supposed to complete but forgot about. The list goes on and on. The modern mind has its attention split in infinite directions by default. We go about our lives stressed out and near sickness rather than living with singular focus. And what I mean by singular focus is it's like a funnel. It's like a cone where your mind is open to your vision for your ideal future, and it is focused on the present steps that you are taking to get there. And along the way, the clarity that you have to create and maintain to prevent your mind from declining into chaos are the goals, the skills, the education, the awareness that you gain along that path. And you can't expect to know everything along that path. That's why it's open to the future, having faith and trust in your ability and taking action on a daily basis to get there. If you understand entropy, you understand that by doing nothing with your life, you choose to slowly drown in chaos. You don't stay the same. You dig yourself deeper into a hole without trying. The good life demands consistent effort toward your own goals. Entropy is the supreme law of the universe. And without getting too complicated, entropy is that everything tends toward disorder or chaos, or everything falls apart with time. Everything around you, the building you're in, your skin, your hair, the food in your fridge, the cleanliness of your bed, the cleanliness of your room, it's all going to tend toward chaos unless you put focus and effort into solving the problems that lead to it being better or it being maintained. Now, entropy is the driving force of evolution. Since everything tends toward, let's say, death, we are aware of that, and out of fear, we are pushing towards something related to immortality or youth extension, and problem solving is the way we do that, right? If things didn't tend toward disorder, we would not be in the situation we are today. We wouldn't have any motivation to do anything. We wouldn't have a reason to be here. We wouldn't have a purpose. Our purpose is to solve the problems that lead to the dissolution of barriers in our own minds so that we can pass those lessons down and solve problems in other people's lives to remove the limits from their minds. That's what a problem is. It is a limit on your mind and potential. And once it is solved, you increase your level of mind or level of consciousness so that you can navigate the world better and lead to a better humanity. And if this is done on an individual level across the globe by, let's say, one vessel to do this is a personal brand, the creator economy, writing, putting your word out there to help other people, selling a product so you earn a meaningful income, like I always talk about, by solving your own problems and selling the solution, which we'll talk about in the next video. That's what I mean. Entropy is important. Now, if you don't put effort into cleaning something like your room, eventually, with time, it's just naturally going to turn into a disgusting nest of filth. So, related to the mind and psychic entropy, most people's minds are a disgusting nest of filth because they don't take the care to solve their own problems. They focus on them, it multiplies, and it ruins their life because they can't zoom out and practice what I talk about in my book to learn how to navigate their mind. You aren't productive because you don't have clarity. You aren't productive because you focus on one distraction, don't correct yourself, and slowly become overwhelmed by the chaos in your mind. Distractions are problems in your productivity system that must be solved if you want to unlock laser focus. There are two ways to identify distractions and correct yourself. These are boredom and anxiety. So here is a graphic that I've shown multiple times before. This is adapted from Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi from his book Flow. On the y-axis, up and down, there's the challenge level. On the x-axis, left and right, there's the skill level. If the challenge is too high, but your skill is too low, you are going to get anxious or self-conscious. And if your skill is too high, but the challenge is too low, you're going to get bored or your focus is going to be self-centered. But when you live at your edge, when you live at the edge of your abilities and you pursue a challenge or a problem that you want to solve and your skill is up to par with that, this is when you feel good. This is when all of this life stuff makes sense because the flow state, arguably a peak experience, a spiritual experience, once you tap into that state, I believe that's nature's signal that you are doing something right. And so, if this aligns with entropy and problem solving, and by continuously solving more complex problems that increase the complexity of your mind, and therefore ripple out to the minds around you when you interact with people, because ideas replicate. We reproduce on a spiritual level as well. Every single word that I'm saying to you right now is forming your identity, which is your mental body, not your physical body. I'm not giving birth to a child. I am shaping the identities of people with the content that I'm creating. And then you are going to go and tell people these ideas, or you're going to just shape your words and actions because of them, and you're going to move in a different life direction. And that is going to ripple out to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, if not billions of people in your lifetime, simply because of the network effect, whether you're online or not. If you are online and you're able to reach more people, then that number multiplies even more. So your actions matter, and being in the flow state to lead evolution, it matters. So the balance between boredom and anxiety. Let's make sense of boredom, how to notice if you're in this state. The boredom stems from self-centeredness. Your focus breaks, a new desire pops into your head, and related thoughts start to fill your attention. If you are bored of the task, you will start thinking of better things you could be doing. That's what you're trying to notice. The anxiety stems from self-consciousness. Your focus turns inward and negative thoughts flood your mind about how you aren't good enough. If you look in the mirror and spot a pimple or hair that is going to be on your mind for the rest of the day, it will impact every other area of your life. The RAM of your mental supercomputer will be consumed by rogue programs until your performance suffers as a whole. The chaos induced by boredom and anxiety can only be cured by clarity. When you have the skill and knowledge that matches the challenge of a task, life becomes a video game of quests that you love to play. Now, let's create your own productivity system under the philosophy of the 4-hour workday, which we will expand on in a few videos from now, and we have already talked about in multiple videos. Humans find meaning in stories. Humans love playing games. Why? Because they present a clear hierarchy of goals that our mind can adopt as an indistractable frame. They follow the curiosity, intensity, consistency cycle of the universe. First, you're lost, then you're curious, then you're obsessed, then it's a consistent part of your life with little extra effort. Most people get lost, focus on distractions, and never put effort into a goal, even if they don't see the meaning in it yet, to reverse the hole they're digging themselves into. Understand that nothing is perfect. There are bad lyrics of a good song. There are ugly pixels of a beautiful image. There are low stocks in a high mutual fund. It's like a story. Life is story. Life is song. Life is game. Universe, one song. The universe is one song playing, and it's harmonious. There are highs, there are lows, but it is perfect. It is absolutely perfect. When you single something out, that is not going to be perfect. You having the perspective of reality or life or the universe is what makes life perfect. But when you focus in on something that's just a figment of consciousness or just an idea that we have labeled in our minds, then that's when imperfection starts to come into play. Because in a story, there are lows. There are lows, there are climaxes, there's death, there's decay, there's growth. We find most interest in the lows. We find most interest in the drama. But when it happens in our own lives, we hate it. Why? Like a video game, you will have to progress from beginner to advanced by completing a series of quests to level up. It will take time. If you want maximum enjoyment in your focus and your work, here are the guidelines that you must have to create your productivity system. The first is identity, or solving productive problems. Ever since I can remember, I've always had the goal of working 4 hours a day. A 9-to-5 job was the bane of my existence. I observed society and realized the life I didn't want. I observed the successful and realized the life I did want. Over time, that perspective shaped my identity. I was attached to that desire of not working a job. And most people tell you desire is bad, but not if the outcome is positive. Because the goals are the axis of your suffering, and you get to choose which goal you want to pursue. Most people have goals that are assigned to them, and that's why they suffer, and they can't escape it. But when you choose the problem you want to solve that leads to meaningful living and challenge and purpose in life, there's going to be suffering along with that, but it's worth suffering through. That's a good sign that you're on the right path, is that you're willing to take the suffering that comes from pursuing the goal that you chose. Perspective is everything. It allows you to identify problems and opportunities that, when solved, result in achieving the goal of that perspective. It was nearly an automatic decision to be where I am today, because anything that threatened the idea of me working 4 hours a day was seen as a problem. Most people don't do this. They expect to work 8 hours a day. So anything outside of that is perceived as a problem. Like, oh, I have to work 30 minutes extra today. That sucks. I'm anxious, I'm bored, like I don't want to do this right now, I'm overwhelmed. For me, that happens at 4 hours. But the thing is that I'm allowed to create that lifestyle because I chose a vessel that you go with time. I worked a job as well, but you choose a vessel that allows you to control and create your own lifestyle over time. So if you don't have that, that's step one. That becomes your identity, is one, the job is the problem and you're going to have to work at it until you can get out of it. So by me wanting to work 4 hours a day, that's what led to me doing freelance work, me understanding the power of social media. People don't realize its power now because they don't have the identity that isn't an employee mindset. So identity is the first thing to keep in mind. But the second thing you need is a project, which we talked about in the last video on how to learn any high value skill fast so you can finally change your life. Your identity is shaped by your vision for the future. Your vision is the all-encompassing goal that you are pursuing in your life. It is at the top of your hierarchy. Everything falls under it. So now you need a project, a tangible project. I keep repeating this because you need a fucking project to work on in the first 1 to 2 hours of your day. Create a project, please, for the love of God, because you need something to build that will result in your ideal future. If you aren't building your future, then that future isn't going to be built. Does that make sense? And you also need something that exposes you to problems to solve. Because if you aren't building something, then the only problems that you're encountering are the ones that your mind fabricates. And lastly, you need clarity for your work so you have a place to anchor your attention so it doesn't go to the negative thoughts and fabricate problems. And if you watched the last video, you understand that building a project and teaching as you build is the best way to learn something. Studying and getting trapped in tutorial hell is not learning something. Learning comes from struggle, not memorization. It's a principle in my book. So step one is to create an outline. Brain dump everything you know that should be built in the project. You will add to this outline as you build. Number two is to create milestones. So break the project down into manageable goals you can achieve in 1 to 4 hour work sessions depending on your current responsibilities. Now, understand this, your vision or your project as well. Your project falls under your vision and you continue building projects until you reach that vision. Your project isn't going to be perfect. You need a minimum viable product in business. You need a minimum viable vision in life. You need a minimum viable project in everything. You just get something out on paper. It doesn't have to be ready for you to start building it. You build it so you can identify what's not in it. We're building Cortex right now, the second brain software, and we've changed it completely from what it was originally planned to be. How do you think we figured out how it's going to be better? By building the bad version first so you can improve it. You can't improve something that doesn't exist. So, what should your project be? I have no fucking clue. I can't tell you that. Stop outsourcing your critical thinking and just life to someone on the internet. But what I can tell you is that it should probably be a business, as that's the vessel for your purpose. It is the catalyst for the good life that breaks you out of robotic living. Entrepreneurship is modern survival, and your psyche is wired to hunt. You aren't meant to be a monkey in a cubicle. Along with that, and just the other domains of your life, are the projects in your life, your health, your relationships. Now, the third guideline for focused work, or the 4-hour workday, is deadlines, which are the procrastinator's edge. You aren't productive because you aren't public, which is another point for building an internet business on social media. The flow state requirement of challenges and deadlines is baked in. When I set a launch date for a lead magnet or a product or something that I'm going to do, I better finish it before that date because people are expecting it and people probably pay for a pre-order. One important thing here, procrastination isn't bad. It's human nature. Most successful entrepreneurs are lazy. They wait until the last minute to get work done. But during that last minute, they enter the most enjoyable season of their lives. Their mind becomes a magnet for ideas. Their best work happens in these periods of obsession and intensity. They don't have a choice but to get it done because their survival is at stake. Now, onto time blocks and breaks. Focus is a muscle, and success is reserved for those who train it. Identity, vision, projects, and deadlines all narrow your attention on the present moment, from the big picture to microscopic action. Time blocks take that a step further, narrowing your attention and making it easy to get into flow. So what I would recommend you do is just set a timer on your phone for 45 to 90 minutes. You can start with 45, you can start with 5, you can start with 10, start with whatever, start with something, because like building a muscle in the gym, it's going to take time for your focus to actually grow. After that timer goes off, take a break. Go on a walk. Engage in active rest. Rest your mind. Don't think about work or set an intention for your next work block and allow your subconscious mind to munch on potential ideas as you're on your walk, as you're cooking food, as you're doing something. Just get up, get out of your chair, stop burning your eyes with blue light. Just enjoy yourself. It's like a rest between sets at the gym. You can't keep benching until, like, once you hit failure, you can't go past failure. Like if you actually hit failure, because most people train like little bitches. Now, the next after time blocks is leverage. So doing the right things. I'm going to save you a lot of pain. Choose a career that allows for a 4-hour workday. Start a one-person business, become a value creator, use the internet to do what you love. Learn the skills that allow for this. Evolution is the process of solving problems that reverse entropy. Labor work and long work days are a massive problem. People hate it. So, social media, the internet, and artificial intelligence were born. AI will solve the problem of overwork, potentially in this lifetime, especially if we solve the problem of aging. What I'm saying here is that you are better off banking on the creative ability of your mind than you are going into a labor work job. If you want quick cash, then yes, that is actually a very good option right now. The future, and to earn unlimited because your intelligence is scalable infinitely, then you need to choose work that allows for a 4-hour workday, and you need to contribute your time, energy, and focus into the aspects of reality that you want to see flourish. Now, your work should consist of 2 to 3, if not more, if you can handle more, but start with 2 to 3 lever-moving tasks that move the needle towards your project, and the project moving the needle towards your vision for the future. Some people can handle more tasks, some people can handle less. There are actually 9 priority tasks spots in my planner, the Foci Planner, which I wrote in this morning. I just wrote out my tasks and I write my notes for the day at the top as I'm sitting here at work. Now, the next thing is routine, or becoming efficient. You have a routine, even if your routine is no routine. And I discuss this in depth in my video, The Daily Routine That Changed My Life, 4 Habits That Most People Ignore. Routines are how you condition your mind to run on new systems. If you want to solidify a new identity, you must start, stick to, and refine a specific routine that encourages the growth of that identity. For the first month, building your project will feel uncomfortable. You're supposed to feel overwhelmed with this. It means your mind is expanding into a new identity. Slowly, then all at once, everything flows with ease. You begin making exponential progress. You move from intensity to consistency and let the results compound. Last, we have to wrap this up with rest, which is the secret of the greats. The clever man may work smarter, not harder, they say, but the creative man doesn't work at all. That's a quote from Alex Soojung Kimpong from the book Rest. Now, I've always had some form of aversion towards Western work culture, which is just filled with 80-hour work weeks, high-pressure environments, and little time for rest and recovery. It just never seemed right to me. Why would I want to waste my entire day knowing that 2 to 3 hours in, my work quality would suffer because focus is finite? And this has been a talking point for a long time now from not only me, but other people like Alex in the book, and people like Sam Altman, who are open about how long they work and how they use that work. It's starting to become well known in the creator economy, remote work, and just the new economy in general. Ancient Romans, ancient Greeks, Steve Jobs, Charles Darwin, and an infinite list of visionaries, strategists, and innovators attributed their success to surprisingly low work times. Writers from multiple domains, like Hemingway and Tarantino, would spend the majority of their days lounging by the pool, spitting game with girls, and doing everything aside from what they deemed work. Work for 1 to 4 hours, then stop. This is arguably the most difficult part of your day. At the end of my work sessions, I go to the gym. That is my hard transition from work to rest. And when I get back to my morning focused work, my mind is just refreshed and the writing flows so much more seamless and the rest of my work feels manageable and I can get it done on a consistent basis that leads to exponential results over time when the focus does compound. I hope you enjoyed this video. This one, these are always my favorite topics to make. Let me know what you think of the hair. Probably growing it back. We'll see, unless I go bald. The Art of Focus is available on Amazon. First link in the description. 2-hour writer if you want to learn the most valuable skill of the 21st century, which is high impact digital writing. If you want to learn how to turn yourself into a business, check out Digital Economics. Just like, subscribe, look at those, have fun, enjoy your day. Thank you for watching. Oh my God, the comments are gonna go crazy over this one.